kicking off hour number two of the program. Going to get into some Tennessee football. You know where you can get some Tennessee football gear and gear up for the 2018 season?
I do.
Alumni Hall and alumnihall.com.
Brand new comfort color tees, perfect for late summer, early fall, early season. Nike is in stores now. Tees, polos, and more. Don't miss out on the best hat selection in Knoxville. And as I mentioned before, if you love the retro logos, Alumni Hall's got you covered. Star logo, the Star Vol, the Rifleman, the old school Smokey, they've got all of it. Plus, rep your state all the time with the best tri-star gear in the state, Alumni Hall and alumnihall.com. Many area locations, really, regardless of where you are in the state. You can go in-store or shop online. Please do so as you gear up. They are a local business. I don't know if a lot of people know. They think Alumni Hall, oh, part of a chain. Local business. Local chain. Local business that is growing and serving a lot of people in this state and some other schools throughout the Southeast, but you should know that they are, in fact, a Knoxville-based business. Support them, if you can, Alumni Hall and alumnihall.com.
The next chance to gear up and get on the bus is Thursday at Backyard Burgers. That's where you can win a Alumni Hall gift card that day, and, of course, the $300 shopping spree to Alumni Hall as well. So make plans Thursday next week to gear up and get on the bus.
Oh, quick housekeeping note. I want to get this out there. While maybe people are having a gap that isn't stopping. We are updating our app. The Android version has already updated, and apparently the streaming/app system failed to close off some very important piece of the update. So a lot of you are tweeting in. I'm getting DMs and emails saying the app is going for 5 to 8, 10 minutes, and then it shuts off, and I have to hit pause, play, pause again to get it to go. We apologize. We are working on it. The app company has been made aware. Unfortunately, we are at the hands of techsperts, and they messed up. They messed up. So apologies for that.
Yeah, should be better once. I mean, the update.
So they've got
the app.
They
got to
update their update.
But yeah, we had some glitchiness as we get set for football.
Yeah,
it's like
be.
The early Madden glitches each year.
Yeah, they got to send out the patches.
It's like
to
the
fix
preseason.
It
it's like yeah. Sports talk. You know, preseason.
No.
Yeah,
because we're our business is our business. No, this we don't get a practice. We're actually on the clock right now doing sports talk.
Blake just sent us a tweet. It's a date of a milk carton. It says the Vols will be 1-0 before this milk goes bad. September 2nd. That's how close we are. You said you had some Vols.
Thank you for the milk
questions.
Update.
Yeah, I know. It was random. That. It was so random. I had to throw it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Fan Run Radio.
Yep. Sure was. Football's close.
Even,
I am excited.
Even Tennessee football.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Maybe that'll be his celebration milk. Or sad.
Or
milk.
Burger King.
Milk with Burger King.
Do we have to stop at a Burger King on the way back from Charlotte?
Yes.
Since you're on the
yes.
bus?
There's actually a lot right around the stadium. I think I'll be able to just run to one before I come back to the bus. Yeah.
It's only if we lose.
Right.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not planning
According
on eating
to Blake,
Burger King.
Yeah. I mean, we're winning. So.
I don't want to eat Burger King
and
in
Roberto
September.
Do we need to make a list of the 4-0ers? Should that be a club? The 4-0 club?
No. Just let people be excited. You're not going to point them out.
Fine.
For,
you know, no, it's a good thing.
No. If it doesn't happen, though, then you're going to be like, maybe the 4-0 club.
It's like a pack of good cells. Club.
Talking about being excited, Tennessee had a commit who, trying to tie this back into high school football, had a pretty good game.
High school football.
Yeah.
I know we're going to Tennessee.
Right, but I've got the topics.
To be fair to Davey, like I've tried to get you to start this topic, and you keep kind of delaying.
Well, that Davey's way was better than milk.
True.
I'll give Davey that.
Yeah.
Give
you
the
have
stats.
The stats. I don't have them in front of me.
Oh, I mean, if you're gonna
you
hijack
throw
the
it
segment,
to me
you gotta
with
have it.
The hey, I'm setting this up for you. If you don't know that I have the setup ready, I didn't even have my bat out, and you threw the pitch.
You said them already, not on air this morning, but you threw it out there. Keaton had, what, 4 touchdowns?
14 catches, 191 yards, and 4 touchdowns last night for Tennessee wide receiver commit.
You didn't even have to look that up.
I know, because I had to remember, but you can't throw it to me and just expect me to have it. Luckily, steel trap,
mm-hmm.
lockbox, filing cabinet,
elephant,
whatever goes in does not come out of the old noggin here. Yeah, Ramel Keaton and what is it? Harrison Bailey is his quarterback, the guy for the 2020 class.
Where's he play?
Marietta.
Is it Marietta? I don't know.
He's from Marietta. Is that the name of the high school there?
There's a few, I think. I don't know. I don't know if it's Marietta.
Yeah, it's Marietta.
So he plays at Marietta, Nate. Did you have a follow-up for that answer?
No, I was just seeing who they played against. I was going to do a kind of a opponent check.
Do you know a lot about the schools in Georgia that he would play against?
Well, if I could find the name and then I could see how they, you know, how good they were last year, then I was, yeah.
I know two schools in
Georgia.
Get
on that while you guys did the
Grayson
the
and now Marietta.
Well, go ahead. Let's do that.
I don't have it yet.
But
once I
get off of this, we can't come back to high school football. See, this is why we have to set segments up.
No, I mean, I wasn't going to, come back to it. I was just trying to decide. I mean,
wanting for personal info.
Yeah.
But you wanted to say that on the air.
Well, I wanted to know if you're playing against really bad competition, 200 yards and 4 touchdowns, not that big a deal. If it was a big, massive – the game was on Thursday, so my thinking, my hope was that this was a huge, big-time, special mm-hmm. Thursday night, kickoff the season a night earlier type of matchup. You know, big rivalry game.
Who did they play?
Maybe.
Can you tell us? Have you found it yet? You've had all this time. I've been trying to stall. I've been filibustering over here so we can find
haven't.
The data about.
You've been pestering me with questions, so I can't find it.
Yeah, I'm asking you questions, which is filibustering. I'm wasting time, so you can go on the keyboard. Boy, that Ramel Keaton! Wow, what a game! You guys are really slow at finding the stats and the numbers and the juice here. Really, really slow. Anything from anybody? I feel like I could find this in 2 seconds.
What the? They were at Rome High School
good
last night.
15 minutes what? Later, I just had to let the silence soak in for everyone. For everyone on who's listening.
Well, I went
I just had to let it sit.
I made the mistake of going to their website.
Hunt. Yeah,
I'm
don't
going
do
to
that.
The Marietta
just
website.
Do a Google search for the. Just do Keaton Marietta touchdown, and you'll find it. It'll pop up. It's a headline. Like, come on. Do you guys not know simple searching Google
yes.
basics?
Of course.
You gotta think keywords. What would someone title this article as? Keaton, touchdowns, win. Boom, there's your article.
Keaton leads
team in touchdowns and win over.
I somehow got on Bing, and I think that's my problem.
How did Bing?
Bing?
I don't know
Bing still existed.
It doesn't.
I thought that died with Windows 98.
Golly. Brad Rose tweeted this in a minute ago. He had it before you guys did, and you're trying to find it. He might have just known, though. Rome, Georgia.
Yeah. Is Rome any good?
Well.
That's what I need to know next.
Well.
I need to know what the Coach T is for, I need the Coach G for Georgia. So it has all the rankings and everything just right there in one
what
place.
What can you tell me about Rome now that you've researched them?
I don't know. I haven't researched
them. That's what we're waiting on.
About?
That's what we're waiting on. You two to tell me how good Rome was. That's what you wanted to do. So that's what we're doing.
I was just looking that up while you broke down. You said you had this segment. I'm putting this back on you. You said I got some Tennessee stuff to talk about.
Right, and then it got hijacked to this, so now I'm letting you two do – because he asked the question, I gave the answer, and then you gave a follow-up. Well, how good was the team he's against? So now we're on this, so now you don't get to throw it back. I'm throwing it. I've thrown it to you. How good is Rome? Because now I'm interested. And just like the listeners, I'm sure, that's a good question.
Did Marietta lose? Was this in a loss?
I've
got Rome.
I just saw the stats. That's all I have.
I've got Rome at 1-0. I mean, if they lost, that's got to be even better, right? If his team is not good enough to beat the opposition, but he had almost 200 yards receiving.
Maybe.
I guess they did. 51-41. How about those Rome Red
See,
Wolves?
This is why I wanted you to deep dive into the stats. This is why once mm-hmm. we got here, I can't just drive by these stats. You gotta piece them together.
Wait, you chastised me for looking it up because you didn't want to be able to have to throw it back to this, but now you're giving me credit for having it. All right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, you should have had it faster. We should. That's why I said. That's why I was surprised we
Marietta went on the road and got beat last night, 51-41, despite
wow.
Ramel Keaton's
wow.
almost 200 yards receiving on 14 15 catches.
Apparently, he should have had five touchdowns. Bailey missed him on a wide open post, overthrew him. Said he would have had another like 80 yards and
if he'd
a touchdown.
Had six, they'd have won.
Rome had 30 points in the second quarter.
What?
Holy moly.
Is that a record?
It was 7-7 going into the second. Rome scored 30 in the second, and Marietta
30?
Had 14.
30 points in the second quarter.
How? There's not even – wait, so there were 44 points scored in the second quarter?
Yes, 44 points in
that
the second
can't,
quarter.
That can't – there's not enough time. It's like 10-minute quarters. There's not enough time.
They're usually 12. We were looking at different –
oh, yeah, 12.
We were looking at different places, too. It's definitely true, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's got to be.
I mean, I don't even have access to view this entire thing.
Oh, crap. We might be on the same sheet. But anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm sure it's right.
Rome defending 5A champs.
There you go. See?
And he was carving them.
Fan runner.
Wow. Ramel Keaton, thanks, One in Stripes. Ramel Keaton keeping his team in the game, but he can't do it all. Somebody give him some help. 191 and four touchdowns isn't enough. So sad.
JT said the football in this area isn't the greatest. He wasn't talking about Rome. He was talking about Marietta and his former high school. So
wait, I thought anyway. McEachern, last year, didn't McEachern make it to like the state semis in Georgia?
I
thought they were good last year.
Football in this area isn't the greatest. That's what he said.
I don't know. I feel like it's pretty good. Ramel Keaton's good. Proving it here. Wow, good stuff there.
Tell everybody what you said, though, before the show as we prep this topic.
We didn't really prep the topic, which is why this segment has been the way that it was. But all I said,
that's been pretty good.
All I said was 191, four touchdowns, 14 catches, and a guy just getting open every single play. It makes me nervous. Makes me nervous that other people are going to.
You said he's going to become a five-star and we're going to lose him. That's exactly what you said.
Well, I said that as in a here's what could happen and boy, that would stink. Not a this is what's actually going to happen.
Okay.
But the
fair enough.
Battered Vol in me says, yep, mm-hmm. This is what happens. A guy gets good. It happened to Jordan Palmer last year or Jordan Young.
In like 3 days. Jordan, it happened in 3 days.
What was his name? Was it Palmer or Young? I've already forgotten. That's how much I just don't care about him.
Jordan Young.
Where's Palmer coming?
Jordan Palmer.
He's thinking Josh Palmer.
Maybe.
Jordan
Young. We find him. We offer. Out of nowhere. Boom. 4-star. Here comes Florida State and Willie Taggart. Where does he go? Florida State. So he was a Georgia kid. He was a greater Atlanta kid. So now I'm thinking, Ramel Keaton, we're in. We got him.
Keaton's
nice.
The guy that like waved bye-bye to the corner before he one-handed caught a touchdown.
He broke by the corner and then kissed.
That's
he blew
a
kiss to the ball before he caught the touchdown. He had a one-handed snag last night, touchdown catch. One-handed snag, gets hit, spins out of the hit, runs in for a touchdown. The guy's a monster. He's like a slightly smaller but faster Derrick Rogers. He's really good. Got to keep him. No excuses. Four touchdowns. Game one.
Yeah.
I mean, he's smoking people at the opening. We got to get this guy. We got to get back to wide receiver U. This is the guy who helps you take the top off the defense.
Did you see what Wanya Moore said recently? Speaking of commits in this class?
No, why don't you tell me? Do you remember?
He said he wants to come to Tennessee to create a dynasty. Dynasty. Speaking of five stars. And the upgrade.
I mean, I'm glad to hear him say it. It seems like I've heard this for 20 years, but yeah, it's fine. No problem.
It's better than saying I just wanted to come to Tennessee because I like orange and want to be a loser. Like, I mean, come on. Better than nothing.
I guess. I don't know. Nothing would have been fine, too. Dynasty,
yeah.
You missed some of the quote. I mean, he said a lot of things. He said, you know, I wanted to do something a little different.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to go somewhere where I could kind of create my own path, my own legacy. And he said he wanted his name on the memory of creating a dynasty. I don't know if he's saying it'll be a dynasty by the time he leaves or if down the road we'll look back and say, that Wanya Morris, without him and some of these other guys, it didn't happen. But, yeah, that was his thing. He wanted to do something a little bit different, go somewhere he felt most comfortable. I think he even said he decided to commit to Tennessee the night before he actually did it, which I thought was interesting. It wasn't something that he had planned for a long time and then does it. He made the decision and then just said, yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and commit to Tennessee. And since then, has obviously been recruiting for Tennessee, so that's always good. Seems like, I mean, obviously you're not done with the class at all. In fact, they could add another one very, very soon. But it seems like the guys are building some chemistry. The the barbecue they had, you know, I think they had almost the entire committed class come into town and try to recruit some of the other visitors that were there. So, no, I think they've got the right mindset. I don't know what, you know, I guess if you're Pruitt, that's kind of what you have to sell them on. Like, you guys are really, I hate it because that's what Dooley had to sell them on. That's what Butch sold them on. Now that's what Pruitt's having to sell them on. Like, no, you're going to be the class that turns it around. So it's just a little bit, I wasn't trying to knock you. I'm kind of like, yeah, they all say this. It's all the, yeah, we're going to start the dynasty. We're going to be the ones that turn it around. 10 years from now, when Tennessee's great again, they're going to think, wow, that class was the one. I'm just ready for one of these classes to actually be that class. That's all I'm saying. It's not Wanye Morris's fault. It's just been a long time.
Well, if you can get Wanye on one side, Darnell Wright, not really been a whole lot of an update. This is more of just my personal opinion that it's down between Ohio State and Tennessee. And based off how things shake out at Ohio State with Urban Meyer, and surely we're expecting an update on that soon. I mean, it's a sham of an investigation from...
Yeah, he'll be this weekend probably.
We'll find out.
Or late tonight.
What do you think? Like, news dump today? Maybe, or Sunday?
I don't know. Do you news dump if he's coming back?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you just try to get this under the rug and just move forward as fast as possible.
Yeah, get it out of the way. I think so.
Do you want my Tennessee notes now?
That
should we wait? No, that wasn't even it. I got two good nuggets.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. We got time.
All right. Dan Harrelson.
Mm-hmm.
Love Dan.
Said that he is hearing that Rush Probst is very optimistic about J.J. Peterson being at Tennessee before classes start.
So before Wednesday.
I don't know what's funny about that.
Rush Probst has been confident he's going to be here every step of the way. He's basically lied to the Tennessee people every single step. There's people saying that this is completely destroying his credibility.
Who,
that he'll
Rush
never
Probst?
Get a college job because he continues to just...
Who's saying that? I haven't seen that.
Tennessee fans.
Okay, so nobody. Thank you for that update.
On that update, classes start
two guys
Wednesday, just
who,
FYI.
Wednesday?
Yes. This coming Wednesday is when the first day of classes begin.
All right.
Well, Rush Probst is very optimistic about Peterson being here before classes start.
Okay.
Getting involved in first semester.
So 5 days.
Yeah. So, Mr. Negative, you can take that and do whatever you
I'm
want.
Just telling you what people
At
are
least
saying.
We know the timeline is shrinking. Other people, I did see that some people think it won't be before January, that he'll enroll in the, you know, in the spring semester, go through spring practice.
You know what we've heard. I mean, were you not? Did you not?
Go on.
Thought we talked about that.
No. I don't know what we've heard. Would you like to enlighten us?
I mean, I heard that it's probably JUCO. But
really?
Yeah, but it wasn't a definite. It was still just in limbo like it's been forever. But I was just somebody trying to prognosticate it.
Was it like?
It was somebody with a little more knowledge than we have saying that's their best guess at that point in time, which isn't really news. You can't really source that out, but that's all I've heard.
Okay.
And then it's just fans, you know, mad because Probst has said this at every single marker. Oh, he'll be here for seconds.
He's consistent.
He's not here now. He'll be here before first semester
he's consistent.
Classes start. Oh, wait, no, he won't. Now he'll be here for second session. Oh, no, he won't. He'll be here before fall camp start. He'll definitely be here before fall camp. That didn't happen, so now it's before classes start.
Mm-hmm.
It's just classic boy who cried wolf stuff.
Maybe he really is optimistic. Maybe he's an optimist.
Okay.
Glass half full kind of guy.
I mean, the guy did have two families, so he knows how to keep people happy, clearly. He
knows how to.
And tell the truth while doing it, partially. So we'll see about the Peterson news.
I'd completely forgotten he was the guy with two families.
It wasn't my note. You don't have to get mad at me.
I'm
just telling
you
what he said.
I'm not mad at you at all. I was just telling you with the rumblings
Next
around
note.
The
Note two.
Fan
Next
base.
Note.
B.
B?
He said note two, and I said it could be note B. Go ahead.
No, it's two. Dave and I agreed.
All right.
We've just voted you out. Note two.
I'm off the island.
It's Keller Christ's job to lose per Dan Harrelson.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, he is an NFL quarterback, according to David Shaw.
It's Keller Christ's job to lose.
We said that yesterday on the program.
No, we did not.
No, we said the David Shaw thing yesterday.
Oh. Two words. God, quit throwing. Championship. You're doing too much today. You're doing too much. I read that, and then you say we said that. I'm like, we did not say that. No, the other thing that I just said that we said. It's Keller Christ's job to lose, per Dan Harrelson.
Where did he hear that from?
He said it. I don't know where he heard it. It's him saying this. But Dan is connected. I wonder if we could get Dan on in the 9 o'clock hour. Follow up on some of this stuff. This is incredible. He went from life support to the starter in a week. That is leadership. That is an NFL quarterback if I've ever seen one.
Leadership?
Yes.
I think it's called momentum.
No, it's leadership. Leadership is part of being a quarterback, idiot.
I love how these quarterback battles have turned into like pre-draft ranking.
He's a gym rat. He's been in there every day working hard. He's a coach's kid. This is actually true.
That is true.
Works hard. Smart, heady player. Ah, man. From life support to his job to lose in less than 2 weeks. Man. Wow. How the turntables turn. Clowns to the left of me,
jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. This segment of the program brought to you by Gold's Gym, the official gym of Three and Out. Check them out online at goldsgym.com and download the free 3-day VIP pass and try them out. 6 area locations all around the Southeast and all around the world. Find the nearest Gold's Gym. If you go in there, tell them you heard about them right here on 3 and Out and Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Gold's Gym, the official gym of 3 and Out. The J.J. Peterson thing has been disappointing. Hopefully, hopefully it'll work out. I don't know what's... Pruitt said, was it Media Days, where somebody asked him, is J.J. Peterson going to be there? And he said, I absolutely expect him to, or is it absolutely towards Trey Smith? I don't remember. I don't know why. Maybe we should be mad at Pruitt for at least making us think he was going to be fine if he ultimately doesn't get here. But for some reason, I don't know if it's the new factor or if I just feel
Pruitt wants him here too.
Hang on. I don't know if it's the new factor or if it's just I feel like Jeremy Pruitt's more genuine in everything he says. I don't get like Butch Jones mad even if he doesn't get there. I guess, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is I just trust him more, but I'm not sure if it's because he's newer or because I just feel like reading his body language, he's more genuine. So what you were about to say is what I was going to say. Like, I feel like he genuinely thought that even if it doesn't happen. Because he does want him here, like you're going to say. Now, fire away, whatever.
Well, you just said what I was going
to
say. So
well, that's why. I just didn't want you to
take
the route, you know, just like pick it up, and then I would have no point left to make.
I mean, what's he supposed to say? Maybe. I mean, he has to give some kind of answer. I mean, he's asked the question, what do you know? What can you tell us? Yeah, we're hoping he gets here. We think he can. We think he will. I mean, what's he supposed to say? It doesn't look good. I mean, come on. You got to politic a little bit. I mean, recruits do see the way you kind of respond when talking about other recruits. Obviously, I'm sure he's doing everything he can to get him here, but some things are just kind of out of his control. I'm not going to blame the guy for being optimistic about it, though. Obviously, yeah, you want the guy, but I think this is probably a big reason that a lot of other schools, you know, kind of weren't there late for J.J. Peterson, and Tennessee was like, yeah, we'll take you. Come on. Because they knew it would be work, and they were willing to do the work to get a guy of his caliber. And they're still doing the work to get a guy of his caliber. And maybe it'll work out. We'll know in 3, 4, or 5 days, I would imagine, one way or the other. I mean, he cannot enroll after classes start, right? Davey, do you know the limit on that? Is there like a 5-day grace period where you can still come in late and enroll and be fine?
Never actually encountered that or looked into it. I can try to do some research.
No, it's fine. If you don't know, it doesn't really matter. I don't know. I mean, it's weird to me that they would list him on the depth chart when they updated it, like at the beginning of fall camp. Someone said they've seen his name in a school directory, like in an enrolled directory.
They They've also said that got removed now. It's no longer there. Okay. So.
Just weird that it was still weird that it was ever there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
agreed.
Maybe it got attention and they said, oh, yeah, take that off. We don't want people talking about it. I'm just saying, I have no idea. But if J.J. Peterson doesn't get here, I mean, that's a couple guys in this class that helped you in the rankings, obviously. Who was the defensive tackle that just went to? Was it Kingston Harris? No, he's here.
Brant Lawless.
He goes UNC. To North Carolina. If you miss J.J. Peterson, that's 2 4-stars that didn't get here. But what was that? Nate, we make this joke all the time, but Spurrier had like half of his class not qualify academically. So, I mean, if, you know.
Yeah, and he got fired.
Yeah, I know.
I mean.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, but I'm saying half your class is not.
Right, I got
one guy. Like, this is one guy who didn't get in academically. I'm not gonna kill Jeremy Pruitt for this, especially given the nature of the position Peterson plays. You know, when Pruitt was able to really start hitting the recruiting trail, like, sometimes when you're short-sighted like that, you've got to take some chances. You got to swing at some stuff that you wouldn't normally swing at. I think J.J. Peterson's a prime example of that.
Right.
And you're still trying, and if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
I mean, I would prefer him not say absolutely when he's talking about something that's very obviously not an absolute, but okay. But that was my whole point originally. For some reason, I'm not angry over it. It's just, which I think has to do with all three of those points that you made.
You seem angry about it for someone who's not angry about it. You seem a little upset that he said, yeah, we absolutely expect him to be here, and now he's not here. It's like you're trying to frame Pruitt as a... I think you're taking the word absolutely for the definition of the word, and I think with Pruitt, it's probably a phrase. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? Absolutely. Not like a how hungry... You know what I'm saying? It's like...
Mm-hmm.
It's difference in kind of the way we use it in casual speech.
Well, I just want to be careful that we don't just blindly sheep up because it's the new coach. You know, I mean, we'd have killed
Butch
Jones.
What is there to sheep up in this situation?
If Butch Jones was still the coach and had said J.J. Peterson will absolutely be on campus and he ultimately never gets here this year, we would be like, there's Butch Jones lying to us again. But what I'm saying is that's because there's a pattern, and with Pruitt, I don't feel that way so I'm trying to decide if it's because he's new or because I feel like he's more genuine with just everything he says, and that he, like, I'm willing to give the guy a pass for either using it as a phrase, like you're saying, or even thinking that was the case then and things have just changed.
Right.
But I just want to make sure that we continue to be the station that, like, pays attention to this stuff and doesn't just go, we got a new coach, yippee, new coach. Oh, man, now he's lying to us. You know, let's just check and balance as we go. That's all I'm saying.
And all I'm saying is I don't think this is that kind of situation.
Okay.
I think this is out of his control.
It's a fine opinion for you to have.
Now, if you want to go at Rush Probst, sure, go at Rush Probst.
Well, that, yeah.
But what Pruitt,
I am a little angry at Rush Probst.
I can tell. You're just mad at any coach who has optimism about J.J. Peterson, which is weird.
No, especially I'm mad at coaches that lie to us.
I think you're taking your past hurt out on the new guy is what I think. You're bringing your baggage into this relationship. Rush Probst, yeah, you know he's a liar. So if you want to hit Rush for all this, yep, definitely 100%. Pruitt just said, yeah. He's got. I think even Pruitt said he's got work to do, but he's doing it right. I mean, that's all you can ask for. How about Keller Chris? Job to lose. Now that's news.
That's a story.
That's a story. Gets no better than that.
Wait, who was the favorite in the betting?
Chris.
Chris was?
Mm-hmm. Chris was the favorite when camp opened. And then after that first weekend, everyone, you know.
Yeah, John and Cody were going to pay for our steak dinners.
Don't quote me.
Because Garantana.
But I believe it was plus 165.
All right.
Yeah. I think it even got. I can't remember. I thought it even got higher than that. Like, they thought if they bet on Garantana, they could make, like, some good coin. And we said, wait. And now it looks like Keller Christ is kind of figuring it out. I'm telling you guys, this is kind of what I hoped for the whole time, that he would come in, win the job. Looks like maybe now he's at least gaining on it. I think Tennessee's best bet for this season was to allow that to happen. Remember, Jared Garantano is still a redshirt sophomore. He's still a young guy. This is his first year receiving quarterback coaching. This is his first year in a real offense. At least Keller Chris comes from a situation where he was well coached in a good offensive scheme that is at least probably going to be similar to what Tennessee does this year. This should not surprise anyone.
I stand corrected. It was Keller Chris minus 185, Jarrett Guarantano plus 165.
All right.
I thought that's what you said, plus 165.
I did for Chris. That's what it is for Guarantano.
Yeah, if he's the favorite, it's minus.
Right, but you had it right, though.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, plus 165 for Guarantano was right because he wasn't the favorite at the time. That's the bet they were going to do. They were going to lay, 100, and then they were going to win 165.
Okay.
So that you said it right. Then you tattled on yourself not knowing how betting lines work.
Eh.
But, yeah, Chris making a move. Good stuff.
How about Mondre London being a good teammate too?
Yeah, you like that stuff way more than I do. Of course, that's what he's going to say. Yeah, who wouldn't want to come to Tennessee? It's great here. Yeah, of course that's what he's going to say. There's no real meat there. There's no news. He just said, yeah, Tennessee's awesome. We're going to bring this place back, even though they've lost recently. You know, this is still a great place. Who wouldn't want to come here? Well, you didn't. You went to Michigan State, and then we convinced you to come here. But thanks for coming. But of course, that's what he's going to say. He would say the same thing about Michigan State. That's just basic, nice transfer talk there.
Oh, okay.
No meat on the bone of that thing. None.
He said there's more guard pulling and offensive tackle type pulling at Michigan State. Did you think that's interesting at all?
Because
I thought we were going to see more gap schemes, with Tyson Helton. Looks like maybe a lot of zone stuff still.
I thought they were running zone. I thought this was, you're finding a guy and you're just going to hit him. Is that not what this was the whole time? Was this not zone?
I don't think anybody's really known. I mean, I know multiple is all we've heard. So I know we knew there'd be some zone plays and some gap plays both. And I don't think we really knew kind of what the breakdown is. We probably still don't. I mean, it may depend on, opponents and which back kind of is better at which and who wins the bulk of the carries. Think we're going to see a kind of a committee approach this year, though, at running back?
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. They said they got five guys they feel good at.
Well,
no, seriously.
I'll throw your words back on you. I mean, that's kind of what coaches just say this time all the time.
No, I legitimately think they're going to run the hell out of four guys. I'm not kidding. I think you're going to get a lot of Ty Chandler, a lot of Jeremy Banks,
right?
A lot of Mondre London, and then I do think that you're going to see some Tim Jordan and Coleman, absolutely. I legitimately think three per game probably minimum, and then a couple of games where they're probably running four or five. I do buy the committee approach.
Yeah.
Because you've got some guys who do different things. I don't know that you have the one perfect running back, but I do think you've got, the bruiser, the quote-unquote speed guy with Chandler, and then you've got Mondre London, who they think could be a little bit of everything. He's kind of the good third down back because he can run with power. He can also catch. He can get outside. Yeah, I mean, I think if you're a Tennessee fan, you probably, even though we don't necessarily know these running backs as well, like Jeremy Banks is new, London's new, and we haven't seen as much of Chandler, I still think you probably should feel pretty good about those three. And I think if you have to give carries to Tim Gordon, no, he's not going to break off a 65-yard run, but he's going to be just fine. I think you feel comfortable there that he's at least not going to be making a bunch of mistakes or coughing up the football or something like that. So offensive line's getting better. You're good at running back. You've got a starting quarterback who David Shaw says should be in the NFL. Receivers are stupid talented. Tennessee's scoring 40 points a game. Just mark it down. The offense going to carry Pruitt's defense in year one. It is written. NFL quarterback. Cerberus in the backfield. Man-child all up and down the offensive line and those receivers. Did you hear that Brandon Johnson had a great scrimmage? We got targets.
Your next chance to gear up and get on the bus will be Thursday, August 23rd at Backyard Burgers, right out there on Kingston Pike, near Kingston Pike and Fox Road, where I-40 crosses Kingston Pike. It's Backyard Burger. The first 100 people who show up to register will get a gift certificate for a free burger on their next visit. They'll also be giving away $10 gift certificates each hour out at Backyard Burgers. It's located at 10008 Kingston Pike out there out west. So make your plans to swing by and gear up and get on the bus. It's presented by Alumni Hall and Premier Transportation. Of course, you'll be registered for the season tickets to Tennessee football, the $300 shopping spree to Alumni Hall, and we'll be giving away two seats on the bus, the Premier Transportation bus, that day, and, of course, to the grand prize winner as well. So make your plans Thursday. Swing by for lunch or dinner. See Talk Sports. It's optional. The drive, they'll all be out there at Backyard Burgers, 10008 Kingston Pike on Thursday, August the 23rd. Make your plans. So Dan Harrelson has said that Keller Crist is now, what was the exact wording, Houston? He went from his starting chances on life support to now, at least in Dan's mind, or from people he's talking about. Oh, I thought you just remember that since you had such a great memory.
Well, it was a quote, so I wanted to make sure I got it right.
It was pretty short.
I had the general consensus, but you wanted the exact quote. I think it's Keller Crist's job to lose.
Keller Crist's job to lose. Mm-hmm. You said you thought this would be the best scenario months ago, many months ago.
I did.
That Keller Crist is your best option. We assumed Jarrett Garantano would be some level better. I think that's even kind of bared out, right? I mean, I know we haven't gotten to see a ton, but you got to think Garantano's at least playing better than, you know, the awful 4-8 season last year. And if Keller Crist is actually better for the offense than a better Garantano is, that's the best option.
Yeah, that was my logic. If he's better than what you have, it's probably the best option. It wasn't anything difficult. I just figured for Tennessee to have the best success this season, a guy coming in who's better than Garantano would. I mean, it wasn't some crazy theory. It's just I was hoping that the guy who came in was better than what you already had. That's all I was saying, and that would be the best option. Because I know a lot of people were excited about Garantano and were hopeful, and like there's still no reason to give up on him. He is a redshirt sophomore, who, as I said in the last segment, he's just now being coached. He's just now being trained in the weight room. He's just now starting to understand offense and probably defense, frankly, by a coaching staff who likewise understands it. So I was just hoping that the guy who spent 4 years at Stanford, who started quite a few games in a similar style offense, you know, a power and play action based offense, I was hopeful that he would come in and be better than Garantano right now. It seems like he was a little slow out of the gate. We spoke about some reasons why that might be the case. New surroundings, new teammates, new offense. But while the verbiage may be different and the plays may look a little different, the kind of general concepts probably start to become familiar quicker for Chris than they do for Garantano, who is still learning them. That's why I was saying my best bet for Tennessee to have the best season would be if Keller Crist came in and won the starting job. Because all that means is that he's better than Garantano, and that is a good thing.
I don't see how anyone could even argue with that, really. What's weird is
the only thing they'd argue with is their heart at that point. Like, oh, but we like Jarrett. That's basically it.
Yeah, there's been the whole, well, the guys on the team like Jarrett.
Right, he's got the locker room, sure.
And then we even had a caller try and say, if it's close, don't you go with the younger guy? Let's not ruin Jarrett Garantano for the next year or the year after that.
I don't know how that ruins him. Like, he's still going to get to play probably quite a bit. And it's like what we said with JT Schrout, like, because of the new redshirt rule, you know, you can actually get all three of those guys a lot of PT, especially when you look at games, you know, 2 and 3. And I don't know that you'd want to put them out there against Auburn if you're down by 25, but you could. I still think there's a chance that, you know, Jarrett gets some good playing time and continues to develop in the offense and then just takes over for Chris next year and is better than ever. I mean, I get that Jarrett wanted to start last year, and I understand that he, you know, he's the high profile recruit, and of course we want that guy on the field right now. He's like Colin Kaepernick. Look at how fast he runs, and we saw like that just wasn't the case. The guy needs training, he needs developing, he needs teaching and coaching, and so, like Chris coming in with more teaching, coaching, playing time in his past, and winning the job, I think that's the best. Now, my hope is that this doesn't scare Garantano away. I hope that this coaching staff, if they see the potential in Garantano for next year and the year after, can convince him that this is not a personal type decision. This is just, this is why we brought this guy in, because you don't know this style of offense. You don't know how to read defenses yet. It's not your fault. I feel like Robin Williams in Good Will Hunting. Like, it's not your fault, Jarrett. It's not. It's not your fault. It's not your fault. You are not coached properly. You are not trained properly. You are not managed properly by the last guys. But this is just the way it goes in big-time college football. It's not your fault. And I hope they can keep him around, because I do think with a year in this system and watching Keller Christ do it, and developing his skill set and understanding the offense and defenses and what he needs to give his coaches, I think there's a chance that Jarrett Garantano as a junior and a senior could really shine. But for this year, I think this situation and this scenario is what I was hoping for, and that's that Chris comes in and plays well enough to prove without a shadow of a doubt that he is the starting quarterback at the University of Tennessee.
It's got to help that he was at Stanford, where they probably, I mean, where the play calls were, you know, more pro style, probably more the type of style that Tyson Helton's going to have. I have no idea what the offensive play calls sounded like in the Butch Jones offense, but my guess
27. There's one. 13A. Handoff left. I bet it was bad.
Think so?
I bet I'm guessing that if real coaches heard how these plays were called, they'd be shaking their head. Just a hunch.
Well, I mean, it's not necessarily that short play calls are bad.
No. I understand. I'm just saying
it's got to be good that Keller Christ came from a system where he was under center at least a good bit,
right,
to this system where he's going to be under center some, to a good bit. That we don't know, but the transition for Christ, in a way, could have been a lot easier than for Garantano.
I would think so. That was my whole thing. Is like it's more familiar for Christ, even without having gone through spring practice. It's probably still more, because think about how many practices Christ has had running a pro style offense.
Yeah,
Garantano's had none until spring, so he's had 15. How many times do you practice in college football in 4 years at Stanford?
A lot.
200? We'll call it 150. We'll just call it 150. It's way more than that, but we're going to call it 150. So I think that I understand a lot of people, and this offense is different. It's not the same that he ran, but a lot of people were saying, well, Jarrett's got the head start, and we want Jarrett to start because he's the young guy, and we don't want to lose him. Man, like you're doing the Butch Jones thing if you're talking like that. You're doing the Butch Jones thing of, well, we have to play the young guy or he'll transfer. No, you have to play the best guy so you win. That's what you have to do. That's your job. Your job as a coach is not to prevent transfers. I mean, I guess partially it is, but your job first is to win. And I don't think it's a given that Garantano transfers if he doesn't win the job. Do I think it's possible? Certainly. I don't think it's a given. I don't think it's a given. I hope it's not a given, because you definitely could use him next year and, you know, just depth in general. But I don't think it's a given. I also don't think if he were to transfer, it would be the end of the world. It would be sad. I would be frustrated for him, and I would be frustrated, you know, for Tennessee's coaches for the lack of depth. But, you know, I think that's what coaches get paid to do, is handle situations like that and make the best of it. You got JT Schrout for that very reason. So you better be putting weight on him and coaching him up right now, too, in case Jarrett does decide to leave. And then, as we all know, this is a staff that is very willing to go out and look at the grad transfer market and the transfer market. So just because we don't know the future doesn't mean it would be the worst thing ever if Garantano were to transfer. I get it. He was a high-profile recruit. He came to you when not many others would. You're kind of waiting for him to have his time in the sun. But if he doesn't and he decides to go elsewhere, that doesn't mean that Tennessee football's dead.
No, I mean, they've got J.T. Schrout already there.
And you've been dead. Like,
Brian Maurer, you know.
I feel like this is that. It's the Hugh Jackson from episode one of Hard Knocks, where he's like, well, we don't want to lose anybody, and we don't want to get anybody hurt, and we don't want – it's like, dude, you won zero games. You have got to try to do things differently.
Yeah.
And it to me, starting Garantano because you don't want him to transfer, even if he's not the best guy, that is fear. And I'm done trying to do the Butch Jones thing of how can we insulate ourselves the most. No, go for it. Is he the best quarterback? Play him. Trey Smith's better at left tackle? Go for it. Like whatever. Just do it and don't look back. And don't play games because I'm done with the games playing. I mean, are people going to be upset if Keller Christ is the starter and we go 5-7? Sure. But I don't think you could look at that and say, well, that wouldn't have happened if Garantano was the starter, because we saw last year, like, it kind of was. So if this guy's better by I don't know how much, like, I think we just all need to kind of sit back. And as you were talking about earlier, until we have a reason not to, I think you just trust the decision of the staff. And playing Christ over Garantano would say they want the best guy, not the guy who's going to be here for a couple of years.
Yeah, you can't operate that way. I agree with exactly what you're saying there. The Athletics put out a couple of pieces about the graduate transfer market for quarterbacks. We'll take a look at that on the flip side as we kick off hour number 3 of the program. Keep it right here for more Fan Run Radio.